Ace Podcast.
Golly gee whiz, I wish I had someone to read me a bedtime story every night since Mom's not around anymore.
Hey there, Timmy!
What the fuck was that? Where is this voice coming from?
Well, clearly you haven't heard about Audible before.
What's Audible's strange voice?
Well, dumbass, Audible lets you listen to your favorite stories whenever you want. You'll never need to worry about who's going to read you bedtime stories again. Check out audibletrial.com/crossover to get a free book that I'll read to you whenever you want, even tonight.
But how will that work? You're just a voice.
Well, technically, Timmy, you're just a voice too. You have no substance.
Good evening, everybody. This is Crossover University coming to you. That's right. I said you, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend. Oh, baby. Got what I need. All right. Anyway, listeners. Okay, listeners, basically, we're here at Eric's house.
Woo.
That's right. This is a not normal event, but it's okay because we made it. So, this is Al.
I'm Eric.
I'm Monica.
Anthony.
And we just so happen to be coming to you with
so
all sorts of...
signing out.
Wait, what?
No.
It sounded like you were about to say, we're signing out.
We're signing out.
Great segment. He always says, just so happen to be signing out at the very end, so...
Well, yeah, but, you know, so happen to also be talking to you right now, listeners. I know you're listening. I know you're listening. You know how I know you're listening? Because our views keep going up because of you. That's how I know. That's how I know we got listeners. And guess what?
Except for, like, the last one that we did, it was, like, 14.
Give it time.
No, the last one was, like, 30-something. This one's 50-something.
I think he's talking about iTunes or whatever.
iTunes is actually about to give out analysis. So that's really good. They don't give us stats. Cool. So we actually don't know our iTunes numbers. Because all these don't really count iTunes.
Yeah, I don't know.
So there's
Anyway, listeners, like I was saying, we appreciate you. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a lot of stuff coming up.
No, just playing.
We have a lot of stuff coming up. A lot of it we can't actually talk about on air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't say shit. It's good
guys,
shit. Guys,
it's
can't
funny
say shit.
That, it's funny, I've noticed this back when Oculus was first becoming official and Facebook bought them, that the more official you become, the more closed-lipped you have to become.
You really do.
Because for some reason, corporations are just really... really tight anus about these things, which means that
it was like what, like episode 3 or 4, where we were like, we say what we want, we talk about the shit that we want to talk about,
right? And now
like,
it's
we can't
like,
mention anything,
ooh, right?
Like, that game looks terrible. That game sucks. Now you're like, I can't say that about the game.
Yeah,
reasons.
Right.
Like, reasons. Due to legality, I can't actually mention anything other than the title at this point. So
here you go,
Anthem.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of which, I'm excited for that shit.
Anthony is excited for Destiny, the real game.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, is it good? Is it bad? Yes.
He and I have been arguing back and forth over whether or not you're going to actually be able to fly or if it's like a glide mechanic.
I think it'll be a glide mechanic.
That's what I said, because it kind of looked like a glide mechanic. I don't know if you...
I don't think
they'll
be a full
I don't think they're going to give him full Iron Man style, like...
I think it'll be jetpack gliding.
That's what I said. I think you'll get, I think you'll get an up in like a forward burst. But I don't think you'll be able to just like take off into
maintain
the blue. I wish.
The entire battle, you're just in the air.
Eric, I was telling him how much I really wish a game would come out that had full flight mechanics, like 100%.
I showed him one.
100%.
Just was really fun when I played it.
Yeah, he did with like a fucking jetpack or whatever.
Superman Returns, you have full open world.
Yeah,
flight.
Actually, that
the game's god awful, but it does have full open.
It does
flight.
Have full flight and super speed running.
And super speed and laser beams.
Yes.
Yeah, you get a lot of stuff.
I never played any of those.
Well, this one's on Xbox 360. It's a movie tie-in, so it's not great.
It's not great.
But you do get flight and super speed.
You do have his abilities to fly around. The cape's always somehow to the right behind you. It's weird.
What?
You could, like, take off and then, like, turn right, and the cape's just, like, still this way. Like, flowing naturally.
Like, yeah, those animations aren't all the
crack. It's a movie tie-in.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Oh, for Superman Returns.
Which was not great either.
Which is a terror. Was not a good movie.
He's much better as the Atom.
It's not a good
movie. Yeah, it was that dude.
Yeah.
He's also way better as Todd Ingram from
You know, I don't know why I could never put my finger on exactly
why. Oh, yeah, the bassist?
Yeah, I could never put my finger on exactly why Superman Returns wasn't good. But anyway, my mom walked out of it, and we were like,
the mountain of kryptonite?
Yeah, it might have been him flying away a kryptonite mountain and throwing it into the sun. Like, how the fuck?
Just doesn't seem like the toughest individual on
the planet. No, bro, first he was getting his ass beat by Luthor on top of the mountain. Like, okay, I get it, he's weak. And then he just goes under and just, like, lifts the whole thing and just, like, takes it away. I'm like, what? That's not possible. That's not...
Especially if you're getting your ass beat by Luthor.
It really was.
Like, here's the thing. Henry Cavill actually seems like he can fuck your world up.
Yeah.
But that dude is like...
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Closet nerd.
Was kind of digging...
Like, he's good as the Atom because he's kind of like a nerdy dude.
Yeah.
Same with Todd Ingram. He's kind of awkward.
But I'll give it to him. He had like a young Superman face. He had the spit curl rocking, like, and a young Superman face. But his body was kind of weak looking. No real muscles.
He looks like Christopher Reeve. He wasn't ripped. He just was
sick. Not to mention the S on his chest was so tiny. I was like, man, what's your big S? Why is your S like this? Like this itty bitty, tiny S. He's going
to overcompensate.
Yeah, he's Superman. He needs that big ass. Like, Henry Cavill gets the big ass S. That nigga's S go from shoulder to shoulder. Like, nigga's S is like, you know what I mean? Like, dude. Then like the bottom of that fucking
76.
The bottom of the diamond goes to like the do what?
No one watched America's Best Dance Crew.
Yeah, that's Super Crew. Brandon Routh. They're actually on
Brandon Routh, that's his name.
Who? Are they World of Dance? I was about to say are they on World of Dance?
Super Crew is on World of Dance. And so are the Jabberwockies for that matter.
I know. Saw Jabba and I was like,
as soon as I saw the Jabbas coming, I was like, yo, you can't have a dance competition without the Jabbas up in your
car. I was really excited because season 5 winners Poriotics are going to be on there, but they're not Poriotics. They're Kinjas.
I forgot Kevin Spacey was
Wait, Poriotics are the Kinjas?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice
Charles, one of the dancers, is like the leader of the group. A couple of the other two members are in it as well. Huh. Plus, they have like other dance crews. They've expanded.
Yeah,
a lot.
they've already made it through the qualifying.
So they're not Poriotics anymore.
Interesting.
Because they don't have Dumbo anymore.
Right.
And they don't.
I didn't notice the skinny one with the colored hair and the really skinny one with the colored hair. I didn't notice
Dumbo.
Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
His name is actually not... He doesn't call himself Dumbo anymore. He goes by some weird DJ name now.
Dumbo?
He's not the same anymore. But I'm happy that they're in it. I was excited to see them as Kinjas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Kinjas were good. Like, actually, this show is surprisingly emotional sometimes. Mm-hmm. I was really surprised. I was like, this is actually really good programming right here.
I was excited. I love those shows.
And some of them are so good. Such really good dancers.
They are.
Really good. Mm-hmm. Like, they've got that couple who were in Ed Sheeran's video. You know the one.
I haven't seen all of them.
It's a couple that does choreography.
Okay.
And they woke up in the music video, they woke up in bed together and went through the whole day dancing it.
Okay.
And in this, they were on this show, and they are great. They are just fantastic.
So far, everyone's been good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from what I've seen, anyways.
Well, they seem to only be showing the acts that actually make it through the qualifier.
Yeah.
Like, the ones that are eliminated, they just kind of, like, flash by quickly.
Yeah, they're not going to bother with this stuff. Kind of like America's Got Talent, where they come in, and there's somebody that's in there, like, singing really badly, and they're like, really? They just go through multiple ones of, like, really bad auditions.
You know, I've noticed that when it comes to talent conversations recently, how they've leaned more towards showing the actual good talented people versus downplaying the ones who come in that aren't so talented, like with the X Factor. Mm-hmm. They generally show the talented ones. The only show I could think of that would still show bad singers was like American Idol.
Yeah.
For the
Well, that's because American Idol is American Idol.
Yeah.
You know?
It kinda lives on those bad singers.
Yep.
And it was hilarious. Oh my gosh, you should have seen
I love watching through the compilations. if you go on YouTube and just see the compilations of the really bad ones, you get uncomfortable. You're like, why should I keep watching but I can't look away?
My favorite part is when they come out with the look, they got the superstar look, and then they just, and they're like, J-Lo crosses her fingers and they just start singing and it's just like, shit. It's like, well... At least you got the look down, because you definitely ain't got the voice.
Yeah, when they come in all confident, they look all promising.
Right, and then they're just singing,
and everyone's in the room's just like, no.
Right, and they're just like, oh, okay, that's enough, thank you. I'm sorry, baby, that's just not good enough. Just, whoop,
It's a no for me, dog.
Right? It's a no for me. Exactly. Right.
No, the best is when they tell them no and then they start singing a different song.
Yeah,
they
just might change
their mind. Yeah, right?
Who says the dog thing again?
Huh?
Who says the dog?
The dude from Journey.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was about to say Sam Jackson. Well, the dude that says
it is Jackson. It's he's Michael Jackson's brother. He's Sam? No.
It's not Samuel L. Jackson.
No.
It's not. That's the actor.
But his last name is Jackson.
Randy Jackson. That's him.
Wait, he was related to Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it's Jackson 5. There was 5 of them.
Yeah, one of his brothers.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I just knew it was the bassist from Journey.
It was the bassist from Journey.
That's right. Well, I mean, admittedly, the only one who really blew up was Michael.
And Janet.
You know what I mean? Oh, and Janet. But Janet kind of fell off in the early 90s. Like, let's be
real. Yeah. But she did have
She did some movies with Tupac.
She popular after that Super Bowl. And then just...
Why is it...
She was already falling off on the way there.
Everybody has to talk about the freaking Super Bowl incident with Justin Timberlake.
Because it was a major
booby.
Event. It was a major
Well,
event.
It's not booby. So much just it was booby. Like, I think it was scripted. Because, let's be real.
Yeah,
like, I right at that too. Part of the song, he was like, taking off.
It's like, have it's like, by the end of this song.
Yeah, right. And nickel, like, and like nipple. And it's just like, oh, well. She's like, and I'm like, it wasn't that bad. It had on like a metal ring around it. I was like, nah. Like, everybody has nipples, generally speaking.
Yeah.
I'd say like 70% of the population has nipples.
More than
that.
80%?
I would say at least.
No.
Hey, we can't discount the nippleless crowd. They're
half our audience.
You can't.
I don't know about that. Somebody looks like, what? Hey.
You guys are forgetting about the women that have double mastectomies for breast cancer.
That's what I'm not forgetting about them. That's why I said 70% of people in the world got nipples.
I wouldn't say that's more than 5%.
Did you just say 70% of the world and people have nipples?
Yeah.
So there's like 30% of individuals that don't have nipples?
I'd imagine.
I would say it's under 5%. Because there's a lot.
I don't know. There's a lot of people without nipples, man.
I wouldn't say it's more than
okay. 10. Okay, fine. I'll give you 10%. I'll give you maybe 10% of people with nipples.
I know a couple people have third nipples.
I'm more inclined to believe that there's 30% of the population with 3 nipples than 30%
that's
of the
bullshit,
population
nigga.
With no nipples.
No, bro. This ain't no sideshow. No, I say 3%.
Hey, man, circuses got to operate.
I say
somehow.
3% got 3 nipples.
Inverted nipples.
I know some people with inverted nipples.
I know an individual.
That's what I was. I only know it through you.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, do you guys know 80% of statistics that people quote off the top of their head are made up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Including that one.
Actually, that one was...
Oh, is it? Is it?
A model agency just started following us on Twitter.
What?
A modeling agency?
A model and talent agency started liking stuff on our Twitter.
On our Twitter?
PPG model.
Why? We're not models.
I don't know.
Promotional
like...
models used to promote
hey man,
products
if it gets
at
stuff,
exhibits
I'll be
at
anything
trade
you need.
Shows, conventions.
What are they going to do? Send over
Book
a model to
day.
Like... Pose with a crossover university sign? What are you going to do?
I was actually tweeting with Lloyd Kaufman. I mean, you guys
she just has
that.
And she's just like, and here, and here, and here. Crossover
That's
university.
That's what we need you for, Al.
No.
No. And here.
Yeah,
and
I'm,
this week,
I really feel like, yeah, right? I feel like there are less manly people in the world to become a model. He's like, and here. No.
So I've actually been tweeting with Lloyd Kaufman, and maybe you guys know who that is.
Nope.
Sounds
Name
familiar.
Sounds familiar.
I met him. He is...
Oh, dude. You'll appreciate this.
Oh, God.
just watch this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I love you.
Here, keep talking.
I love you, too.
Like, you know this That's scene, a, right?
Yeah, he's happy
like
to be flying.
Thing.
Yeah.
Best brother ever.
And he goes
falling. Oh, no, not the one where he falls.
He just starts dropping.
Oh.
Yeah.
Listeners, he's showing us a clip on Instagram where... Superman from the Man of Steel is starting to fly for the first time, and some girl tells him she loves him like a brother, basically, and he just starts falling out of the sky.
So yeah,
so
that hurts the most, right? It's like just
fellow.
Like a brother.
He's
never ever be romantically into
that. I don't think you guys are familiar with except for one of his movies.
He's
wait,
a movie. Wait, he's a movie star.
He's a movie director.
Oh, okay. What? Tell me.
This ought to be good.
Were you about to say?
Is it Pulse for you guys? It's Poultry Guys?
It's Poultry Guys.
Damn, I'm good.
Oh, wait.
Was that the
movie?
Didn't
that
guy?
Yeah.
You
met
the guy.
I met him at Dragon Con. He was, he's tweeting around. He's trying to get a movie made, animated Toxic Avenger movie. And,
okay.
I might have him on the show if that's if you guys are okay with that.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
He's
sure,
a really funny guy.
Sure.
He's
he
a really
is a really
guy.
Funny guy.
And I'm going to see if we can also be in it as voices. I would love that. He's the guy who gave South Park their first movie.
Oh
Matt Parker
goodness.
And Trey Stone.
I don't think I have a good recorded voice, though.
Well, not all of us.
Just you?
No, no, anyone who wants to be.
Oh, not all of us, just me, really. Me. Me!
I love how you smacked Anthony's phone.
Like, I smacked it. Like, I just turned my hand and caught it and kept looking at what I was looking at.
Parker and Trey Stone, their first movie, which was Cannibal Holocaust. Or no, Cannibal the Musical.
Cannibal the Musical.
Yeah, and that's
singing
what
about eating bodies.
Basically.
What?
That's Cannibal the Musical. What else are you singing about? Actual Cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
I think it's either that or Cannibal Holocaust. I think it's Cannibal.
He's following you about 30 feet back. Oh,
but Shia that's LaBeouf. Cool. That'd be quiet, kind of awesome quiet. To do that as a project. You guys ever like thought about
what
like voice what, acting? What it would be like to be a voice actor?
Voice actors? Hell yeah.
Sure.
I used to want to do that as a career.
I don't think we'll get to that level, but the fact that if we can use this show to boost us into small roles, that would be so cool.
Sure, man.
I mean,
I got some charisma.
Exactly.
I think I got some charisma.
I mean, worst comes worst, let me just be a random guy screaming about something. I'm fine with that.
Or just a random guy literally screaming.
You're right, I want to be a guest star on
Okay. Oh my god.
Wow.
I gotta see the audio feed for that.
Yeah.
Wow! Look at that audio feed. This shit is ridiculous. This is a giant scream
DJ's
spot.
Probably gonna kill.
Let him know. Like minute 28, you're gonna hear some like eardrum rattling shit.
15 minutes in, there's just a block of audio from everyone screaming at once.
Wow.
I think Al's the only one that did.
I did not. Exactly.
It's because Al's the only one that's not white here.
True. When I scream every now and then, especially when I'm thinking about
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. True. I'm not white.
White.
Good point.
Well, did you know how much Will Smith screamed during the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
He did scream a lot.
Yeah.
That shit is hilarious. I was watching it at the hotel.
When we were at the expo,
oh
right?
Oh my gosh.
I was taking a shit.
Dying.
Right? And he is cracking up, man. And I'm like, what the fuck is he laughing at? So I turned on my Star Wars game, right? So I could actually hear him.
Oh, of course.
And all I hear is like Will Smith screaming. Like, ah! 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 He's just dying.
No, check it out. It's that episode where Will Smith starts dating this girl and she wants him to meet her father. And he's like, and it's her father invites him on this like plane, this like camping trip or a flight on this plane to this place. And the plane starts going down, right? And Will don't believe it at first. He's like, oh, son, we're going down. He was like, oh, yeah, really? So I guess I should just confess all the nasty things I've done with your daughter, huh? Yeah, uh-huh. Look, I'm from Philly, all right? And you gotta wake up pretty early in the morning to get, he looks over, the dude's leaving, like jumping out the door. He's like,
spikes in this.
I'm sorry, Will's man. If you ain't seen Fresh Prince, I don't want to watch it again.
When
I swear
to
God.
MomoCon, weren't we watching Fresh Prince?
Shit is so funny.
Like,
oh my
when
goodness.
We were hanging out at the hotel. Well, not this. The last time we went to MomoCon.
Oh, okay, yeah,
when
yeah.
We
yeah,
were
but,
hanging out
yeah,
at the
yeah.
hotel. Weren't we watching Fresh Prince
yeah,
too?
Fresh Prince and SpongeBob.
Right.
Yeah, Fresh Prince come on at Nick at Night. It's hilarious.
Oh, no, and
Pawn
Stars.
Was it
Pawn Stars or was it...
I watch both.
Storage Wars.
I watch both. I love those
I
shows.
Like both, too, but I
love those shows.
But, yeah, same.
They're a guilty pleasure.
Since he mentioned watching Fresh Prince.
We
did.
Yeah.
He was at the con.
I
watched it, too.
I just want Netflix to put Fresh Prince on. Like, why haven't Netflix put on all of Fresh Prince yet?
Probably don't. Nick doesn't want to give up the rights.
They probably don't. If they're running it at night, you're right.
Especially because it's such
a shame.
Beloved show. They really don't want to give up.
Yeah, but they got Friends on there somehow. Like, and Friends is plain beloved. Like, people love some Friends now.
True. Friends is very popular. I didn't watch it, though.
Well, I've actually, you know what, I kind of started it over from the very beginning, and
it's
quirky.
Way dirtier than I remember.
Friends?
Yeah, it has a lot of sex jokes.
I don't remember that as a kid.
Well, I remember Joey talking about sex and cracking
sex
jokes.
No, if you go back and watch the beginning, there's a lot of sex jokes. Like, I went back and watched, like, the first couple of episodes, and I was like, what?
It's like when we went back
I just
that
watched
one day
the first
and watched
episode the other
cartoons.
Night.
You have to keep watching.
I was like, yeah, I just watched
you
the first episode again the other
watching.
Night, and I mean, his channel was talking about his dream, anyway, I'll keep watching it.
Oh. Right.
I don't know.
Let's get
all
on
right.
some topics.
To
we're
our
almost
topics.
20 minutes in.
Okay, well, to the topics.
Hey, it's good conversation.
It is,
sometimes
it is.
Good conversation
so.
Is
it
something
is great.
Good to listen to, you
great.
Know?
I think so.
So last week was our E3 episode. We missed one panel because it did come out the next day.
Yay, yay.
So we got the Nintendo E3 panel where they released a lot of information that people.
Nigga, Metroid Prime 4!
Rush. I was excited
hashtag.
For Metroid.
Hashtag.
There are two
Metroid Prime
games. Two Metroid 4. Games coming out.
I don't really have a DS, but I am excited.
They're doing a 2D one for the DS, and then a full 3D Prime 4. No, that's not the full title yet. There's been no gameplay for it, unfortunately.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm really pumped. I'm a big Metroid.
You and half the world.
I have been waiting for a new Metroid game since Super Metroid.
I was about to say, when was the last Metroid game?
I mean, let me think. Like, Super Metroid is my favorite.
Didn't a Wii version came out?
Yes, Metroid Other M, which is actually not that good. It's not really highly appraised. Metroid Other M is not.
No. She's like, help, it's so
I think Samus actually talks in that one for the first time ever, and I don't think people like it very much.
Okay. We're looking at the lizards.
Yeah, I have some weird lizards.
Eric has three leopard geckos in his bedroom.
Why is it two different colors?
Oh, he lost, it's a girl. Yeah. That's Logan. Logan, when I first adopted her, was missing her tail. And so when it grows back differently.
Yeah, it doesn't
So
grow
it
back.
Never will look the same. It's not rigid. It's very
smooth.
Now
her tail looks like a Cheeto.
It is very bright.
Yeah. it's like a really slightly brown color.
I was thinking like a really tiny carrot.
She's orange. She's yellow, followed by orange.
Like a dog penis.
Yes.
Well, the dog penis is orange.
That one is what a normal leopard gecko would look like.
Yeah, that's an average.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyways,
listeners, like I said, there was Metroid for the original Nintendo. That if you guys don't know this, I actually got my father let me stay up and watch him play this till about 2.
Metroid 1?
Yeah, to 2 in the morning, and then he got to Mother Brain. And oh my gosh, the amount of missiles you need to take down Mother Brain. You're basically jumping through miniature sticks over lava while you dodge Mother Brain's missiles and floating Cheerios that can walk and move through walls that will knock you into the lava. And if you can only hit it with missiles when the gateway opens that you have to blast open with more missiles. And then if you know what I mean, otherwise you can't even get to Mother Brain in the first place. It is crazy. Trust me. Crazy, but I watched them beat it, and then I played Super Metroid on Super Nintendo, and
that was
is my
one.
Shit.
That was a great one.
Love it. But then Metroid Prime came out for the GameCube, and then Metroid Prime 2 and 3, Metroid Prime Corruption, let's not forget.
The Other M.
And Other M came out for the Wii, which again, like, not really had a hot reception.
That first person one.
What, right? People's most beloved Metroid game definitely comes down to Metroid Prime Corruption 3, I think, and Super Metroid.
Super Metroid is the best 2D one.
I think so. I love it. It's the only, you can get lost in that game, and it's 2D. How do you get lost in a 2D game, but it's possible. Side-scrolling.
He's not laughing, he's laughing.
Okay, yeah.
I'm
not
a meme.
You get lost going left to
really?
Right.
Really? I just looked over and I saw that and I was like, oh, come on.
That's
not
Anthony.
Okay.
That is not, wow. Show some class.
Listeners,
I would tell you what the joke you showed me is, but it's... It's pretty bad.
I will say.
We get even more hate.
I'll admit, we're not really PC around here. Not too much anyway.
Yeah,
but
dude, I'm saying
God
that.
Damn, son.
I will say nothing. None of that is compared to the jokes we are making on the Anarchy Industries video game competition I did with them.
Ooh.
We live streamed fighting game tournaments. The entire thing was dedicated to Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit?
Yeah, you know, the guy who killed his family.
Yeah, there was a lot of Chris Benoit jokes. And
wow.
The people watching were sending us memes. One of them was like an animated picture of a guy kicking down a door with a belt and a little kid.
Yeah.
And it was Chris Benoit's face. It was like, please, daddy, don't cross-face me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was not fun.
I mean, look, you gotta understand, given enough time, or even not even that much time, the internet becomes a savage. The internet will make fun of everything. Like, I saw a picture of somebody.
As it's happening.
I saw a picture of somebody said, yo, pick up. Hey, you should check out this new CD. It's Grande, right?
Oh, God. It's Fire know? Or something.
No, it's The Bomb. Like Ariana Grande's concert with The Bomb.
Oh, and that wasn't even that long ago.
Oh my God. No, dude, the internet can turn into some real straight savages, bro. Like, they have no care for anything.
That's true, because remember when the earthquake in Haiti hit?
Yeah.
And then 4chan had a picture of Haiti, and then it said Haiti, and then it said press, I think it was like control something, repeatedly, so it would like shake.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
The internet does not hesitate.
Uh-huh. No, it really... Like, you guys remember that video of the girl getting pulled in the water by the seal?
Yeah.
Well, I saw somebody overlay the seal with, like, Pedo Bear. And
it was like, I've seen that one.
It's like, wow. That's fucked up, y'all. Yeah.
Internet don't play.
No. My favorite one was someone put over, like, the seal's words above the seal's head. It's like, this one's for... This one's for the, God, what was his name? Harambe. This one's for Harambe.
This is for my boy this Harambe. Harambe.
Yeah, this is my boy Harambe. pulls her in. All right, so not only did they announce Metroid Prime 4, which Alice...
Yes!
I'm not a Pokemon player, but they did announce
Pokemon. Yes, I am a Pokemon player, and I am super pumped for a new fucking Pokemon for the Switch.
When's the last time you played Pokemon?
When I could take it with me.
Pokemon!
When's the last time that's been?
They've all been like that.
Yeah, I don't have a DS. And so, I don't have my Game Boy Game Boy Advance anymore. So
Game Boy Color.
I've got a Game Boy Color. I don't have any Game Boy Advance anymore.
No. I only played the original three, and then the remakes Fire Red and Leaf Green.
Yeah,
well, Sapphire was my favorite. Which Fire Red and Leaf Green were like remakes.
Sapphire
and
was
Ruby
the shit.
Sapphire,
no, they're remakes.
Ruby
of
and Sapphire
two.
Were great.
Huh?
Yeah, Fire Red and Leaf Green are remakes of Red.
Well,
and
the point is, right now I basically have a large, oversized Game Boy Advanced with realistic colors and graphics. So if they put Pokemon on the Switch right here, I'm all in.
It's a complete Pokemon game, full RPG style.
Like right here,
with
bro?
Playing with others, connections, and everything.
Right here,
I'm
bro?
Gonna get it because I need more Switch games, and I would like to try that.
Yeah, man, I've been picking up Switch games as much as they interest me anyway. You know, Arms came out.
Yes, I need that.
I have not picked up Arms.
I haven't had the money.
That's okay.
Anthony is psyched for. Well, I'm not sure if he's psyched for it, but I know he's a fan of... Really?
He's banging R2-D2?
No, it's C-3PO, dude.
C-3PO? Oh,
I can't say shit. The other day, he and I were in GameStop, and I called Shaq LeBron, so... This kid knocked over the Shaq cutout, right? So I was looking at it upside down. I was like, yo, how are you going to disrespect LeBron like that? And like clockwork, dude, another black dude popped out from nowhere. I was like, that's Shaq, nigga. And I was like, what?
You got to know the difference.
I was like, where did you come from?
Yeah, bro.
He was like rocking a fidget spinner. He was like, yo, that's Shaq.
Yeah.
And I just stared at him.
Like, behind the scenes of games, like, waiting for his moment.
Yeah, more or less. It is,
oh my god.
It was Shaq. I was like, man, that did not look.
So, Anthony, you played Super Mario Sunshine.
Yeah.
The last full 3D.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch this Odyssey trailer?
Uh-uh.
The new one?
Oh, hey, is this the one with the song that everybody seems to fucking love?
Yes, this is the E3.
My One Up Girl is what they calling it. Oh, man. This song is catchy as hell. I love it.
True.
She's my One Up Girl.
So, we should be fine with that distance.
Dee-be-dee-be-dee-doo. Listen, we're watching some grass right now. Just don't worry about it. Hey, turn it up. Turn. Yeah, all the way. We want it to reach the mic. If you're going to have it so far back.
Dinosaur.
It's actually pretty forward realistic for a Mario game.
What the fuck?
You are the hat.
Huh.
You think we're too far with the mic?
Nah.
Okay. I love this song. Also, that's a little bit... I want to ask you something about this when we're done here with the trailer.
Dude, yo, Bowser was looking kind of fly just now.
I want this.
With that white tux.
I want this.
Alright, yeah, everybody wants this.
It looks so fun.
Yeah, it looks like the best thing since Mario 64. Or Galaxy, actually. That's not
Sunshine.
True. Super Mario Galaxy was actually great.
Dang!
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot here.
I like that you can actually use the hat for shit now.
Oh, dude, you can use it to take people over, too.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
You become them.
So you become whatever you put. You can become whatever you put your hat on.
What?
Yeah. People, dinosaurs, frogs.
Monsters.
I love how
enemies.
The frog had a fucking mustache.
Right? Yeah, he gets a mustache.
The bullet with the mustache.
What?
Hey, dude, the bullet bills actually wear, like, bill caps. So you have to knock the cap off first, and then you can take them over. Huh? Wow, our bouquet is little piranha plants.
It looks so just nice to look at.
Let's do the eyes.
The hat can be jumped on, uses weaponry, all kinds of things.
I mean, that football player outfit.
I can see my nephew loving the shit out of this.
Oh, he loves
Mario.
Oh, yeah, this looks great.
This was that one that originally, like, you saw the trailer.
Oh, man, you just took over like a real person.
He was, like, up to each individual's knees or something.
Yeah. That's because that takes place in Donkey Kong World.
Huh.
Who's singing the song?
Some band. Apparently, Bowser's getting married,
and this is about them trying to stop it.
Yeah, he's getting married to Peach. You saw her in a wedding dress.
Yeah, she looked really upset, forcefully. Too.
You know what? I actually saw a picture of... Oh, wait, wait. One thing. Well, after this joke. I did see a picture online of Princess Peach in bed with...
with Bowser, right? It's like, right. How long do you think...
Well, yeah, he's got like the mascot head off, and it's like... I was wondering. I was like, you know how you run into like this this like Spanish town looking like a De La Muerte city type deal? And you can upgrade your equipment with like a sombrero and like a poncho.
The poncho and sombrero are offensive.
Are they?
No.
No?
No. It takes place within the city.
It's traditional.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's traditional, but they use it as a stereotype. So it can be racist depending on what context it's being used at.
But using it in the city is fine.
Using it in the city is fine, yeah.
It's like it's exactly like we were talking about how Jack Black did a ton of research for Nacho Libre.
Yeah.
To not be offensive.
Sure.
Yeah, to not be.
Hey, well, if you say so, that's your territory. You tell me. That's what I was curious, because at first I saw it and I was like,
the internet hasn't said anything about that.
I've heard some stuff. I'm like, I was like, I know he looks Mexican, but he's not.
The
mustache makes him look Mexican. And I'm like, so give him a sombrero, right? I'm like,
wow. Here's the thing about Mexican stereotypes. If there is something like Mexican, like offensive racist category, it's more, they get more offended if somebody calls somebody like you're a racist because you're Mexican, or you steal because you're Mexican.
Oh, that offensive shit.
Yeah, that offensive shit. But if it's because of how it looks, Mexicans are going to love it.
Oh.
They're like, hey, look, that's me. They just need a burro.
A burro.
So I'm sure that'll pass.
All right, all right, look. I imagine at some point you're probably going to run in, maybe have to play like a mini game where you throw burritos at people. I'm just going to be like, I'm going to look over at you and I'm going to be like... Is this okay? Because I know if for a fact if they were to somehow wind up in Africa and they gave him like spears as an accessory, and then like you know what I mean, and like
he's got the neck stuff around his neck,
right? He just like gets like one of those big neck rings and a big lip. I'm like,
that's not okay.
I would be like, why is Mario doing this? I'd be like, yo. Ugh.
No, it's just a culture thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've really heard too much upset about
it. It's not used in a wrong context, so...
I can feel you. I mean,
it's not like he's being overly stereotyped.
That's a good point. I mean...
Like, it was working
for him.
What's next?
He does have a mustache.
What's next? Big sneakers and a do-rag? I mean, because if that's where they're going with this, I'm...
So you remember that picture when they first released Mario Odyssey of Mario's mustache, super high def?
Oh, yeah, how you can see all the individual, like,
they did another one. He has, you can see the fabric, stripes in his hat, in the logo.
Which is,
like, they've got even more detail.
I don't know why you need that much detail on Mario, but whatever.
Please, I want to go home. Add more texture.
I need every pore.
So, that Sonic game, Sonic Forces, with the customized Sonic characters, surprisingly a lot of people love the hands on.
What do you mean? Is it already out?
No, it comes out soon. But here's the trailer for they released at the E3.
Another one?
Yeah, but apparently everyone loved playing it, and it's supposed to renew Sonic. Like, it's really good.
Cool. Okay, well, I mean, if it's good, I ain't gonna hate it. You know what I mean?
It looked good.
I do enjoy me a good Sonic game.
They said it was very fast-paced, the right amount of 3D.
Right.
I do kind of like that you can make your own character.
You can make
a Sonic game. Hey, look, man, the fanfic crowd has been begging for this for years,
This is just the old one they just showed.
Anybody else read that Sonic fanfiction? Because I have.
Which one?
It gets weird.
There's a thousands.
It gets weird.
Just look up. Have you ever Googled your name plus the hedgehog?
No.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, this is the whole thing.
You can Google your name plus the hedgehog.
Yeah. And Eric the Hedgehog. The first one comes. So that would be me if I was a Sonic character.
Wow.
So let's
why do you look like a mixture of Sonic and Shadow and
Anthony
a meme
the Hedgehog?
Thing.
Wow, you actually look kind of good.
All right, no, I'm kind of cool with that.
You kind of ripped, dog.
I'm kind of okay with that one.
Al the Hedgehog.
Bro, why are you Knuckles?
I'm sorry, all I saw was the Hedgehog.
Oh, wow. Damn.
What the fuck is happening here? Why can't I be with you? Man, no, bro. I want to be Anthony the Hedgehog, bro. This nigga's ripped. I want to be Anthony the Hedgehog. Oh, Monica.
Jesus.
Wow.
I can't.
Wait, the one next to her, there you go.
That's no, bro, you can't give her that one. No, bro, no. That's what you get. You don't get to go. Second grade, like, yeah, you don't get to scroll over two times to get that. You got this.
What is this one over here? Oh my god.
Oh.
Damn.
That's pretty much crazy, the
hedgehog right there.
You guys know about Sonic.exe, right?
Oh, yeah. That's
sure, crazy. No. Maybe. I don't know. Stabby the Hedgehog?
Static the Hedgehog?
No, it said Stabby the Hedgehog.
Did you see the new Kirby game?
Yeah.
Looks good.
Check it out.
Yeah, it actually does. Like,
new Yoshi looks good.
Now, did you play the Super Nintendo Kirby game?
Yes.
That one kind of reminds me of that, but with newer graphics.
Guys, I called you out.
You know what I mean?
Oh my god.
Wait.
Yeah, it happens. It happens, doesn't it?
What
it
does.
Anthony doesn't know what a creepypasta is.
Oh, well, I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, we'll talk about it
later. Do I want to know?
They're actually pretty cool.
True.
I love creepypastas. Okay.
So, yeah. They've announced a ton of new games for the Switch, and they actually look really fun.
Yeah, dude, again, I'm super pumped for that Kirby. Like, people were saying it looks like a rehash, but I actually really did like Kirby All-Stars on the Super Nintendo that had all those different Kirby games on it.
I like that you can have four friends in this one.
Yeah, it was great. And you absorb people, get the power, save the power, and then you can just fucking switch between the power whenever you want. I was like, this is awesome. I loved it. And you could find certain powers.
I know we've done a lot. We got another trailer for Injustice.
No.
Why? Are we still looking at it?
It already came out.
Yeah, but this is.
That's enough.
Alright, I was just going to show you Jim Lee's Sub-Zero. Looks really cool in gameplay footage.
I've seen that one.
Yeah, they showed off his footage. We got some Spider-Man 4 or PS4 news.
Oh.
They released, they had a bunch of interviews the next day. So, you know how Miles is shown at the last second?
Yeah.
They did release the full footage. Ganke's next to him, and Ganke says, come on, Miles.
I heard him say, come on, Miles.
He turns and looks at the camera and smiles. They said that's not an Easter egg. He's in the story.
I also heard you could choose his costume, of course.
We don't know if he's playable. We just know he's in the story. They did say you have multiple costumes to choose from. You're not stuck with a giant white spider.
Yeah, of course.
Although I will be playing my first playthrough with the white spider.
I might switch it back to the classic. Take it back to the classic.
You can go back to the classic.
Or maybe I'll take it to the Miles. I think I might take it to
the
Miles.
They were saying, they also showed off some of the web swinging from the clip we saw. They were intentionally being slow to keep up with the helicopter that you can easily surpass.
I heard that too. I did hear that. Yeah, they said that the gameplay that they show in the E3 is just so people can see it really clearly.
Yeah. They said skilled players can go much faster.
Like I said, we'll see. Yeah. It's something you gotta touch. Something you gotta do.
So
yourself.
I hope that Miles is now in the story. I hope that when you know how you get grabbed by Mr. Negative, what if Peter goes evil for it and like for a little bit of the game you play as Miles trying to stop him, and then Miles is unlocked at the end as like a free room character.
That'd be cool.
Cool.
Can you like come in, Anthony?
Am I too far away?
Yeah. You're way back there. So yeah.
Way on back there.
Alright, So there was a big announcement in the MCU recently with Kevin Feige and Amy something from the Sony movies. They announced that Venom and Silver and Black, which is the Silver Sable and Black Cat movie, now take place inside the Marvel Universe.
Silver Sable and Black Cat movie.
So you know how they said Venom was not going to have Spider-Man, it's going to be on its own and everything?
Yeah.
It now takes place in the universe.
Cool.
So my hope is, whatever he picks up Venom symbiote in Infinity War.
Sure.
They will be in space.
Did he have it in the Infinity War?
He had it for Secret Wars.
Right.
What if the second unnamed movie is Secret War?
That'd be cool. I'd be cool with that.
Cool.
But they gotta do it right.
Yeah. But either way, what if they at least he finds the symbiote in space during that fight? And that's how it gets there to find Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy is Edward Brock. It's better than how it was in Spider-Man 3, where it was like some kind of thing that just fell from everywhere.
Meteor? It was like a meteor, and then just like latched onto his moped.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, it was kind of whack.
So what if that's what it is? That'd be kind of cool.
Sure.
I just wanted to not have lines, like the regular damn suit, and I wanted to be that big-ass white spider instead of that whack-ass silver shit.
I would love that.
I think everybody would love that, yeah. Really. A lot of people like more of the originality when it comes to the designs of the costumes.
You know which one I actually did not like, though? The Spectacular Spider-Man black suit. Have you guys seen that one?
Nope.
From the show?
Yeah.
I don't remember what it looked like.
I mean, it looked like a regular spider suit, but black.
It did, but it was like, ew. There was some like weird lines to it that I didn't like.
I don't dislike it. I don't like, I kinda the suit like it. I don't know. It
has lines
like that. Yeah, see, it's got a small white spider with like lots of lines around them.
Oh, that's where that. I thought comes that was from. Okay.
What about that animated series Venom?
Oh no, that was whack.
You didn't like the animated series Venom? You know, from the '90s. You didn't like that one?
That one
was solid black. That like, animated like the
solid
the 90s animated Spider-Man Venom is
the suit, yeah. Or the show the Venom itself.
I meant the suit. Like the suit Venom, is Venom pretty the suit show. Is pretty black.
Like yeah, that's the one that I want, dude. I want him to look like that. Just
you want
that's
what you we want that all black?
Yeah. Yeah.
That.
Well, that's so black that it looks purple.
That blurple.
Blurple.
Like
huh?
If you got, that's a word, man. That's
the
a
one,
color.
The one they have in like that, where it's just so black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you just get lost in its blackness.
And you got those blue highlights. Yeah, that one was cool. That one where he's like standing on the grave that says "Here lies Eddie Brock" is always pretty cool.
That's kind of. I don't like the edges. Like they can see where they left the lines where they color
Photoshop.
I think it'll be all right. I don't know.
It's Photoshop.
I mean, I thought that Photoshopped one was kind of cool, but nothing beats the classic suit.
That one looks terrible.
Yeah,
hey, what's going on with that?
That's the Amazing Spider-Man 1 black suit.
Yeah, it's not great.
It was for the game only.
That was cool.
That one? Yeah, that was from the, that's for the Disney Infinity.
Why does he look like he's like 5'1"?
It's Disney Infinity.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense.
There you Man, go. That's like my favorite, that's one of my favorite pictures ever right there.
Here I like the,
I forget, I had that on a t-shirt, and I don't remember, it glowed in the dark, and I can't remember where I put it. Here lies Eddie Brock shirt.
I like
that was a good shit.
That was a good shit?
That was some good shit.
Was that shirt shit?
If you're looking at Spider-Man posing over a grave, this is my favorite one. The cover of Spider-Man Reign, where he's laying at the Mary Jane Parker as an old man.
Oh.
He's an old man?
Yeah. This is like kind of like the Dark Knight version. She died of cancer thanks to his sperm.
I was about to say, isn't this the radioactive
Damn.
Sperm?
Damn.
Radioactive sperm killed her.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That is fucked up,
and
actually.
He's working in a flower shop, and he gets fired, and there's no superheroes, and he puts on the mask, the black suit mask, and starts making jokes, and he's like, the suit does the talking, and it's just like beating the shit out of some people.
Damn.
It was a cool comic.
What we got next?
Actually, I think that's it.
All right, so this shit says men should ejaculate at least 21 times per month to reduce the risk of developing prostate cancer, right? And the caption's like, per month, man, I beat my meat 21 times a day.
Well,
what, you chafe?
It'd be funny. Yeah, it would be funnier chafe. If it wasn't impossible.
Yeah.
I think 5 is the limit before you really start rubbing the skin off and you gotta stop.
5 or 6 and then you're in pain.
Yeah, like, after 5, yeah, like, and then you start trying to find, like, trying to find a way to, like, go around that part that kind of is raw and you're trying to, like, work it. And
start,
it's like,
you start doing it from, like, the other
and eventually,
side.
Once you get that last time, you're like, all right, I'm done. And it starts to, like, hurt. And you're just like, ah. hope you don't get erect anymore because it hurts when you get erect. It's like, oh, geez.
Yeah,
you know you jerked off way too much for that.
I don't know that struggle.
No, you don't.
No.
Nope.
That's a god thing.
All right, so what do you guys got for Evenings in Akiba?
Evenings in Akiba. Hey, guys. This is Monica talking about Evenings in Akiba because Al's on his phone.
Hey, I'm here. I'm here.
They're both on their phone.
I'm here, and you know what?
I'm not on my phone.
He's on the floor. Why are you on the floor?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I kind of just like slid down here.
Right? He's just like there.
Weird.
Eventually, I'm just going to be under the bed, like...
There is no under the bed.
There will be.
Lift up
there
the
is no under the bed, wow.
So, God, you guys haven't caught up on Attack either.
Nope. Don't ruin it for
me. Sorry.
Wow.
No,
oh my
don't ruin
God.
It.
I'm sorry, I'll catch up tonight.
Can't I just say one thing? Can't I just say one thing?
No.
You'll catch up tonight.
I won't catch up tonight.
Wow.
Why are you grabbing Lockheed?
Like, I'll catch up tonight. I won't catch up tonight.
She's like, no.
We're just dancing.
There's people
We're not
there.
Dancing.
Right?
There's people dancing. There. Alrighty. Well, all I can say about Attack on Titan is that some really crazy shit's happened.
Is it getting
once
better?
Again, it has gotten better. Like, oh. It's, like, it's picked up. A lot of shit's happening.
Oh, so it's crazy good.
It's crazy good right now, and I cannot wait for the next episode to see, like, what the fuck is going on.
Is what you wanted to say spoilery at all?
Well, when did Skywizard's Academy go on Crunchyroll?
I don't know. I don't know if it is spoiler. Because then again, like, if I say what it is, you're not going to know, like, what all exactly happened for that to happen.
Uh-huh. Maybe we should branch out and watch more anime. Like, older anime instead of just the seasonal ones.
I watched a new anime the other day.
Which one?
It's...
Which one?
Snow White with the red hair.
Oh, yeah, you were watching that when I came over.
Yeah.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. Is it good?
I like the romantic anime. Like the rom.
What the fuck are you doing? Is that an old tale? Nigga, you touching me with that shit?
No!
Oh my god! It's a real lizard! Dude, I thought it was just like a tail. I'm sorry.
That's why I was like, why are you putting
Why are you not not telling me about it?
Did you see me holding it this whole time playing with it?
No. I was thinking about anime.
My lizard.
Hang on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Does he bite?
No, she doesn't. She has no teeth.
She doesn't bite.
She doesn't like anyone but me.
Well, you won't even let me try to pet her. I don't know. But you're going to try to put it on my head.
You flung it off your head?
Why? He didn't tell me he was putting it up there. I swear.
All he saw was, oh shit, it's a real lizard.
I thought it was just a tail. I really feel bad. I didn't mean to throw it off my head, but fuck, Eric. You should have told me, dog. Like, fuck.
You didn't see me get up, pull it out, and hold it right here.
No.
You have terrible spatial awareness.
I have plenty of spatial awareness, but I was thinking about anime.
Well, anyways, the anime I watched was a romance anime where a girl with red hair is in a village, and then a prince orders her to become his concubine because she's special, because she has concubine. Red hair, and she decides to flee the kingdom because she's like, fuck that.
Hashtag conk.
And then
you're like, what?
And then she gets in trouble because she gets caught by another guy. Mm-hmm. He's like, ooh, red hair, I'm going to sell you. Ends up getting saved by a guy, and this guy ends up being a second prince to a different kingdom, and then the story evolves about, like, them and then all that, yeah.
I do like romance ones. Like, have you ever seen I Can't Understand What My Husband Is Saying?
Huh?
This one?
I've never even heard of that.
I think I've heard of it, but I've never watched it.
Where the blonde-haired woman, it's like a short one. They only like, I think, 3 minutes per episode. Mm. But the woman, it's basically the tales of a woman and her husband, essentially. The husband is like he loves to eat games a bunch at home. And so he's kind of a nerdy type of guy, but his girlfriend's very, you know, pretty and popular type.
Yeah.
And she was like, how do we mix together? But somehow she's like, somehow we found ourselves married. Right? And you know, when they're very happy, it's adorable. Oh. It's really nice. It's really sweet. So that one's a good romance one.
I also tried watching Negima the other day.
Magister Negima?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tried watching it.
I love Negima, Magister Negima. However,
it's pretty good. Yeah.
Admittedly, I will admit, I did watch when I was a little younger, still getting into harems. So I didn't I didn't quite realize how much harem it would be, but it's cute.
They all get
magical powers and they all love their professor. It's nice.
So angry.
She is. Look at her. She's sulking now. She's like, he took me out and they abused me.
Whoops.
How could he do that to me?
I'm just happy she didn't drop her tail.
Same.
Mm. Man, it's a dangerous life when you have to fear about dropping your own tail.
Well, it's.
Well, I suppose our equivalent would be an asshole.
They keep their fat in there so that they don't eat, they can live off of it. And so if they get scared and think something's going to attack them, they drop it so they'll go after that and they can escape.
Oh.
Huh.
It will grow back, but it won't grow back the same.
Yeah.
It'll just grow back as a weird nub.
So is he eventually just going to be walking around? Is she eventually just going to be walking around with like a fucking bowling ball?
No.
Line? That's as big as... I mean...
It has to stop growing.
Her tail can get bigger, but that's like where it stays.
Oh.
Hey, did you see this one?
No.
You want romance. This is the one for you.
When I mean romance, I mean like fucking Peach Girl. Have you ever watched Peach Girl?
You talking about like a magical ninja girl?
No.
Isn't Peach Girl some kind of... No, Peach Girl is that play on that story about the girl who floats down the river as a baby and gets found by those farmers, right?
No.
No? And then she goes on a quest with the monkey and the dog? No?
It's not fantasy.
No.
It basically just follows a girl who used to be on a swim team, so she's, like, really tan. That's why they call her Peach Girl.
Oh.
She's really tan. And it just follows her, like, dramas with this girl that doesn't like her, copies her, tries to, like, humiliate her, and then, like, falls in love with, like, guys, and then guys fall in love with her, and then they're like, no, I can't like you. I have to go dramatic. Like somebody else. Yeah, very dramatic, very soap opera-ish.
I'm telling you. Oh, wait.
Is that the Martian Manhunter?
Yeah, it's still the same picture.
Yeah.
But I'm... This is the one!
Okay.
No,
okay.
Just...
My love story. That's lips are so
well,
weird.
What it is, like, people misunderstand this guy because he's gigantic, essentially, like huge, buff, huge.
Mm-hmm.
And people think he's like scary, except this girl who falls in love, who really likes him a lot, but he's afraid to go after her because he's like, well, no one really likes me at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a really handsome friend who all the girls are all over.
Is that the blonde guy?
Yeah. Okay. But the blonde guy doesn't go after any of the girls because the girls are like mean to him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then they go try to talk to him and he's like, well, he's my friend. Obviously, I'm not going to be with you if you're going to be disrespecting my friend like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's very loyal. It's really cool. And the girl is sweet, and she bakes goods. It's adorable. It's so fucking adorable. It makes my heart hurt a little bit sometimes. It's great.
I think my favorite romance is still Fushigi-Yugi. I've watched a lot of romance anime.
Well, you got to try this one. Please promise me you'll try this one.
I will try this one out.
Thank you.
I'll try
it. It's so good.
I will try it. I do see it on Crunchyroll, and I do see it on Hulu, so... I will give it a try.
Yay! It actually looks really good, too. The animation style for it is actually pretty great, too. So don't fear about that. You know what I mean?
All right. You guys ready to roll out of here?
I'm trying to think if there's anything else
Roll out. Have you watched anything else?
Oh, hey.
I mean, you know what? I told you I started Masamune Kun's No Revenge, right?
Man, I don't give a fuck about Transformers.
Masamune Kun no... reach out and ask us to sponsor this episode.
This one?
I love Transformers. Greatest movie ever.
Okay, this one. I actually read the manga about this one before it even became an anime. And essentially, it's about a boy who's getting picked on as he's a little boy. He's running away from bullies who are picking on him because he's really heavy. And he's heavy. And he stops at the gates of this rich girl. And he goes inside the gates. And the rich girl calls him Piggy. All the time. Like, she makes a lot of fun of him calling Piggy.
Yeah.
Until eventually, you know, he traumatizes him, so he moves away to his grandfather's, and when he gets older, he begins to work out, and he gets super handsome and in shape or whatever, and he goes back for his revenge on that girl.
So revenge.
Because, but what it is he says he's going to make her fall in love with him in order to break up with her in the most spectacular fashion because she broke his heart.
Okay.
And that's why it's called Revenge. Masamune Kun's No Revenge.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
Yeah. It's great. It's good. The manga, the manga's great. The manga's great. I haven't seen all of the anime yet, but so far it's pretty good.
Cool.
But the manga's excellent. Like, she breaks up. Like, she turns people down spectacularly. I mean, she went to the top of the school and, like, hung a huge banner that said, fuck off, essentially. And it's like, god damn. Yeah, it was cold. She is a cold ice princess.
Good stuff.
There's this maid who's also, like, a ninja who's also really, like, awesome. Anyway, let me stop rambling. Listeners,
this has been Evenings in Akiba.
That's right. Woo! This has been Evenings in Akiba. And we just so happen to be driving away.
Any suggestions for anime would be
great. Yes. Any suggestions, send them to our Twitter or anything, or on our website or anything. Or even our email. And of course, yeah, we'll be happy to watch them. Anything, really.
This is a PSA. I do not watch Naruto.
Except Naruto. Anything except Naruto.
Yeah.
Teehee.
Teehee.
Or Bleach. Or Bleach. Come on, let's show some imagination here. No Naruto, no Bleach, no One Piece. Thank you.
No Death Note.
No Death Note.
Why not?
No Fairy Tale.
Dragon Ball Z. Or Dragon Ball Super, I guess.
I mean, I actually have all the episodes on my DVR. I just haven't sat down and watched them yet.
I'm like 40-something in, but now that we don't have Crunchyroll, I haven't been watching
it. I still have Crunchyroll, Eric.
When I went on, it wasn't there.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it's signed in, though. I'll have to check again.
The payment went through today.
I guess I'll have to resign it.
That's today?
Anyways.
Hers is.
Oh.
Well, mine is, yeah. How about yours?
Yeah, I know, right? I'm about to say, I'm like, well, no.
All right,
next.
I don't have a lot for the gaming segment.
I don't have anything for the gaming segment.
I did play
Anthem!
That's all I got.
Hashtag.
Anthony's excited for Anthem.
Yeah, I'm excited for Anthem. Nigga. What?
Can you guys explain to me what Anthem is?
We're gonna do better than that. Yeah, there's a trailer.
All right.
Of course, it's like a 6-minute game trailer, so we're not gonna watch the whole thing.
I like
it. There's a reveal trailer.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. So
yeah,
it's the
bio,
shit.
I'm into that
BioWare. It's the game that if it ends up being as good as I hope it is, then I don't even give a fuck that they skimped on Mass Effect Andromeda. All
right.
This we'll is see. Basically their. We're sorry for Mass Effect.
We're sorry for Mass Effect.
No, literally, in their first trailer, they showed a super up close animated face just to show we did good facial animations this time.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So here's the reveal trailer.
All right. Trailer time.
6 minutes.
All right, listeners, we're watching the trailer for Anthem now. This is all in-game footage we're watching.
Frostbite.
It's really good stuff here. That robot is very Horizon.
I'm going to have to put this away so I can actually watch this shit again.
That's how into it he is. Seriously, that robot is very Horizon.
When's it come out?
Early next year, I think.
Oh, this is the face I was talking about.
What's wrong with his face?
They really went over the top to make this face look good.
Oh, yeah.
For Mass Effect.
Yeah, yeah. The facial animations are pretty good now, yeah.
Yeah, that's because they're working on this, probably. I know.
They said they could handle it. They're like, we can't have people laugh at us again. I
thought, maybe. Unbelievable. You're right. That game got shit on. It was stupid. I'm sorry. But they're still out there. Somewhere. If you could just bring them back.
Anything you need. I'm so damn excited.
It's a space shooter. It's not the most exciting to me. I get way excited.
Eric, no, you know why what makes me excited about this? It's not that it's a space shooter, because I can get Destiny for that. But what it makes me excited is the fact that it's an actual third-person MMO that I can get and jump into the same game as Anthony here, and you can jump in. That's right, all of us in the same game running through some alien worlds. I'll get a PlayStation Plus membership. But doesn't that excite you, man? This could be something really cool where we could all be on the same squad running through an alien world together. Oh. How is that not exciting for him?
I just want that.
Am I the only one excited for that?
I think it's cool, but there's tons of games where you can do stuff like that.
Like what? That look like this.
Well, again, we don't know if this is 100% in-game yet, because Watch Dogs did this. They showed a ton and then was super downgraded.
Yeah, but Uncharted does this, and their games always look like that.
Yeah, that's... Naughty Dog. They're known for this.
Yeah, but BioWare has good-looking games, don't they?
Not most.
Yeah,
graphically.
Sometimes.
Because Mass Effect 3...
Like, look at the way this thing walks. You can clearly tell this is in-game. Watch this. That's very much in-game.
Yeah, this could just be a build just to show it off. We don't know everything about it yet.
Man, I was telling him, I was like, dude, just give me this build. Like, let me just play this little section over and over again until the game comes out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's definitely not full flying. It's like a gliding mechanic.
Well, we don't know that yet, because right now they're just going deeper into the jungle. But, I mean, this chick travels for a while and goes up periodically.
The way the arms are going, though, it looks like the mechanic from Just Cause 3.
That's what I was thinking.
Like the
That's exactly what I was thinking. It looked kind of like a glider type.
The reason I think it's going to be full flight is because literally in every description about the game, flying is mentioned as one of the maneuverabilities.
Yeah, but it could be like a limited flying.
I'm like, so that's just a boost jump. But I'm not sure what is always supplies on this guy.
We were talking to somebody at GameStop about it, and they think it's going to be actual flight, too.
Well, I mean, this part, the fact that there's a whole underwater section world is really cool.
Yeah. I mean, it looks great.
I just wonder how much air you'll get in that suit. You know what I mean?
God, this 6 minute trailer.
I told you.
The other one was not.
It's okay. It kind of rolls by quickly.
Yeah. We're already halfway in.
Yeah. It's because it's action packed. It's not like they're just standing around talking to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks so good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Eric, this looks in-game. But
I'll play it. I mean, I just don't... I'm not getting hyped yet until I'm sure it's not like Destiny where it's just all one big boss. And
hey, the fact that it's not first person is right there is enough for me, more or less.
Yeah, I'm not a third person.
Yeah, I don't want a big open world first person. I want to be able to third person it.
I'm fine with first person.
You play Skyrim in first person all the time.
You were still... Caverns, I third person it when I'm outside.
Oh yeah, Skyrim VR, you have to buy separately. It's not the regular Skyrim edition.
Yeah, it's an actual separate game.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Which is fine. It's just a full separate game. That's a problem.
I just want to run around in one of those suits.
You just gotta start over again every time.
In real life or in the game?
Hey, both. I am more than okay with starting over again in VR, okay? Now, if there's anything worth starting over in Skyrim, it's VR. I think that'd be cool. Equip that shit. Get killed by a bear in VR. Huh?
Oh, there are a lot of scars down there.
Oh, the scars have a heavy. That's some strong weaponry there.
No, man, this is the weapon that I'm waiting for.
Oh yeah, shit, nigga, this shit is great.
What I'm excited for? Fishing.
What? Fishing? Yo, yeah.
Oh, come on. Final Fantasy
15 fishing.
Oh my, that pro bass fishing simulator.
We gotta show her a clip of that.
Now this part is cool.
No, I'm good.
That Jericho missile from Iron Man.
Man, have you seen Hawkeye's Jericho arrows?
No.
Oh, it's cool. He's got PIM articles, thousands of arrows in one arrow. So when he launches, they shoot full size.
Cool.
One arrow is an army of arrows. It's terrifying. Large scale world events like
Shaper Stones are dynamic. Oh, and then that rocket assisted sprint, though.
That's a cool jump. It looks great.
Absolutely looks great.
And then this drop in, drop out co op, man. Like,
this is what I was talking about right here, where he's like, she's like, we need some more people.
Boom.
Let's hold up. And you see the names over there? And it's MMO like that, drop in. I think it's awesome. You can see, be on the squad. That's what
squad
I was talking
up.
About. Squad up, Eric. Squad up. Squad up.
Ow.
That's all he gave me. That's all he gave me.
I'll play it with you guys over here.
Eric, all I want is a game where I can play with my friends through an open world. Is that so wrong? That's what I want Elder Scrolls Online to be, but it's not.
No. GTA 5, though. A lot of people play.
Yeah, but it's not an adventure game.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to battle other people. I want to be able to go on an adventure.
Well, there's heist and stuff.
The thing about Elder Scrolls was when it came out, I heard so many people be like, oh my god, Elder Scrolls, and then after that, you heard nothing.
Oh, it's because it sucks. It Elder Scrolls Online is awful. It's, there's so many problems.
I actually played it for a short period of time. It was awful.
Oh my gosh. I saw a review where a guy was playing with his girl, and they tried to run into the same mission together. They couldn't even fucking do the same mission together. They walked into the set at the same time, and one of them like basically vanished, and they had, because they had to do certain objectives by themselves instead of doing it as a team.
So,
I was like, what the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, the other thing I had to say for
I was like, why are y'all even in the same faction if you can't see each other during the same mission? I was like, what? Dumb.
The other thing I had to say for the gaming segment was I played the demo for Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
Yeah.
Very easy to learn.
I imagine so. Marvel vs. Capcom.
It's going to be like Street Fighter 5, where a toddler can beat the campaign mode.
Yeah, like, I was...
Actually, sometimes Street Fighter 5 can get some fucking ridiculous.
5?
Well, maybe 4, I'm thinking.
4 is the good one.
5 is the new one.
5 was the new one.
Hey, all I know is I remember one of them at the end of it, where there was a big silver dude who had teleportation powers and some bullshit.
That
like,
was
that was bullshit.
4 was the good one.
Yeah, good one. Bullshit.
I played 5.
And then you kill him like 2 times, and then he comes back a third time, more powerful. This is that bullshit.
Well, 5 is the one that didn't
have a campaign
mode.
And they don't even give you no more health. I'm like, man, fuck y'all.
5 didn't have a campaign mode, and they only had like 10 characters to play.
Hmm.
So yeah, I played Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
Are you okay?
Are you laughing at me or not?
Hashtag memes.
Wow. Arby's roast.
That's really sexist. Oh my gosh.
Oh man, that is
sexist.
That is terrible. Sexist.
I only liked playing as Captain Marvel because you could go supernova with her, and that was fun. And you have Infinity Stones, so you have a time stone, so you can actually teleport around the thing.
Uh-huh.
So you'll be mid combo, you knock in the air, and you'll hit the power. And you'll time stone and then, like, shoot across the screen instantly.
Really?
Continue your combo. The power one is, like, an uppercut that knocks them a full screen.
Okay.
So you begin the combo, bounce them off the wall with the power stone, then you continue the combo.
That reminded me of this picture.
Super flash.
Oh, no.
Super flashy.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
That is wrong.
Super flashy, but...
That reminded me of.
I would... It's got such a bad roster, I wouldn't get it. Yeah. Let us know if any games on Twitter. Let us know if any games you want us to review coming out with all these new ones coming out. We'll review the ones we're getting, but let us know if there's any you're interested in.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah, we'll get some more of that. And I guess we'll roll into the comic segment. I got two reviews. Who wants to do it this week?
I got it. Listeners, this is... DJ, help me out here. Comics 101!
So, do you like Aquaman, Al?
Yep.
Check out the new Aquaman. That's long a, that's hair, a boss. Ripped arms.
Let me that's see this shit. This is so basically Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's got blonde... This one has blonde hair. Yeah,
blonde hair.
Orange and shit. He's wearing the correct armor.
I saw a picture of Jason Momoa with blonde hair. It did not look good.
No. God, no.
He's too... No, I've seen him with, like, dirty blonde hair that seemed like it worked
not,
okay.
Not Arthur Curry.
But not, blonde. Yeah, not gold, bright gold or blonde hair. Nah.
So, Marvel's... Or DC's doing this major event with Zack Snyder, the one behind Court of Owls and stuff, called Metal. This whole big crossover is supposed to change all of DC's entire history.
Again?
Yeah, well, what they're doing is they're tying every... And everything is now canon, they said. All the animated series are now canon. Everything's canon.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Like, it's canon to separate worlds, but there's now full worlds. It's no longer just 52. They made Infinite Crisis. All of that is now a full canon thing. Everything that's happened with Wally being the fascist is now canon. Anthony's not even listening.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the photo.
Alright, so this is the beginning of the crossover called Dark Days the Forge. We got Carter Hall, who plays Hawkman. Do you guys know?
Carter Hawkman. Hall? I knew that, actually. Yeah. Hawkman.
He's in,
I like Hawk Girl better.
Yeah, it shows him talking about ancient Egypt and aliens. Then we cut to the modern day Bermuda Triangle, where doctors talking about there's something wrong with the Earth's metals.
Mm-hmm.
Right as a volcano erupts, Batman in a giant mech suit saves him.
Really?
Yep. Saves him from the volcano. Aquaman discovers Bruce has been having off-the-record oil rigs drilling into the earth.
Oh!
All over the
Earth. Bruce has?
Yes. Ooh. Bruce has a lot of weird things in this issue.
Hmm.
So Aquaman's like, shut him down. He's like, I'll shut him down. And then immediately he's like, open up the other ones.
Open up the other one? Yeah, damn. Man, Batman seems like, even though he's a good dude, he is kind of shady.
So Ganthi, one of the few remaining Lantern Guardians, the little blue guys, sends Hal Jordan on a secret mission to stop Bruce from uncovering this major secret that will destroy Earth, basically.
Oh.
So it's so big that even the Guardians are trying to stop him.
Damn.
Wow.
That's intense.
So they send Hal comes into the cave where Duke, the young kid he's been training, he's going to get a code name soon. Tries to stop him, of course, doesn't get anywhere because he's just a kid versus a Green Lantern.
Of course.
Then we reveal Carter has a nightmare that involved the Nth metal and Batman. So the space alien metal. Mr. Terrific, who is, he's on Arrow, if you guys watch that show.
Mr. Hashtag Terrific.
One of the, he's like the third
spawn. He's the one with that thing on his face with the T on his
the
face.
The T, he's got the
and T the leather series. Jacket.
Yep, Mr. Fairplay or whatever.
I've seen it.
He comes back from Earth 2 with all of the specs on their planet because Bruce is comparing them, trying to see what's different. Bruce and Mr. Terrific admit they need help with what's coming in the future, and they open a box that contains the strongest and craziest person known to man, Plastic Man.
Really?
They have him in a box. They don't let him out.
That's not good.
Yeah, Plastic Man's really dangerous, surprisingly.
And a not-so-intimidating name.
No. But he can kill anything.
Yeah.
A mysterious voice reaches out to Duke and Hal while they're in the cave, telling them Batman started on a path, that there's metal that has this power that affects every artifact on Earth, including talons from the owl, the Court of Owls. Affects Dr. Fate's hammer, or helmet, affects Aquaman's trident, and just affects everything.
Wait, who is this?
Something with the metal affects everything. And Bruce is trying to find out what it is. There's a voice that's been talking to him, telling him about it. The same voice is talking to Hal and Duke in the cave. Bruce goes to the Fortress of Solitude, where he has a secret room built at the bottom of it that even Superman can't enter.
There's what? No
key. Does Superman know about it?
Yeah. Oh. Superman let him build it there, but he can't enter it. The only key is locked inside the sun.
Wow.
Batman's going crazy right now.
He is.
Wait. Shit. The only key's locked inside the sun? How would Batman get to it?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't. It's so... that secret. He had Mr. Terrific? Yeah, Mr. Terrific, who can basically, or Mr. Miracle, who can like move Earth from places from different Earths. So he basically moved it so it's on another Earth to open up.
What the fuck?
Inside is the tower from Infinite Crisis that Superboy Prime and that Golden Lex Luthor were hooking people up to try to restart the universe. That tower's there.
Yeah.
So that's brought back. That was really cool. Duke and Hal find the voice. Inside is Joker, locked inside the Batcave in a cave inside the cave through a holojectic wall.
What?
He's locked what?
In there. Yeah, he was trapped in there just writing numbers on there. Saying that the mystery of the metal is bigger than all of us, and it goes back to the dawn of time. Yeah, there's a lot going on in this series.
That's intense.
And that's one issue. I have it on there if you guys want to read it. I would definitely recommend it. It's got art by... it has Zack Snyder, Jim Lee, Andy Kubrick, John Romita Jr.
It's you mean John Romita Jr.?
Yeah, it's got literally every major name. That's what Joker looks like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And which one is this?
Wow, that is weird.
Dark Days Forge.
Days Forge. I haven't seen this on Facebook.
It's on that app. I bought it.
Cool.
I would definitely recommend reading it. It's really good.
Right.
I haven't downloaded it just because it sounds like Batman's losing his shit finally.
Yeah. Well, this is the cover. Like, apparently there's something with a dark Batman's coming.
Dark. It looks like a gargoyle.
Yeah.
Which, and not in a bad way. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, the cover is, like, him standing in front of a giant bat statue. Like, it's something's coming. They said it's going to rock the entire universe. It's going to bring back my favorite character, Tim Drake. It's a creepy-looking Joker. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. There's a zoom-in on the Aquaman. Let's get the beard.
Yeah. Aqua Jesus.
He looks like a mermaid.
Aqua Jesus.
So, yeah, it's going to bring back Tim Drake from his supposed death. It looks really good. Event, I'm already hooked. First issue. Then we got
Defender. That all happened in the first issue?
This already happened. All of the stuff I said is one issue.
Oh my god.
Yeah, him just going around the world finding these things.
Jeez.
So we got Defenders number one, which ties into both the TV show series and the comics in a way.
Uh-huh.
Diamondback is back in town. So as we know from...
Diamondback is that gangster, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Luke Cage, right?
He attacks Luke Cage.
No, Diamondback comes in later in the show.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for that.
Even get on with it, man. God damn.
You haven't seen it.
Yeah, come on, bruh.
Turn the volume down.
We're waiting on the Defenders. And you're like, yeah, what?
Well, Diamondback's a Luke Cage.
He's like, who?
So we got Diamondback attacks simultaneously Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Matt Murdock outside of costume, meaning he knows his identity, and Danny Rand. Jessica's shot and injured. Black Cat is summoned by Diamondback to work for him or get out of the game. She lets Luke Cage know his location. Luke breaks in, getting ready to fight. Diamondback gasses him.
Gas him!
Knocks him unconscious and is just beating the hell out of him, saying that he's useless against him, basically.
That's intense.
The rest of the game are still searching for Diamondback at a bar. They decide they need to form a team so people know that they're together and they won't mess with them as much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first issue. It's actually pretty cool.
It sounds good.
Yeah, art's really nice, but... If anyone's going to read any comic, read the Dark Days Forge.
Read the Dark Days Forge.
Dark Days Forge.
I'm telling you, Batman looks just like a gargoyle, man. Like, he's like, looks like made of stone and wants to hurt somebody. Badly.
Yeah, this is the cover. Apparently it's hinting at an evil Batman. Damn. Something to do with
doesn't
the
doesn't he look rugged as hell? Like, does this guy kill people?
Batman's losing it.
Batman kill people yet?
He's finally been the Dark Knight too long.
We don't know.
That night got way too dark. Oh, that sun needs to come up. They brought in
characters like Black Lightning and stuff.
Black Lightning, hey!
Yeah.
I still would've done that show.
God, that Joker's just creepy looking. This is supposed...
You know what makes him creepy is that weird haircut.
Yeah.
Well, that's what makes him creepy.
Well, since Rebirth, we've known there's three Jokers. We don't know... They haven't been mentioned since then.
Uh-huh.
And we know this is the one from New 52, the one that cut his face off and had it healed back. Ugh. So this is the really
had it
creepy.
Healed back?
Yeah, because it was when Batman lost his memory. Him and Joker had this endgame thing where they fell into not a Lazarus pit, but like a lake made of the stuff that is... I can't remember. It starts with an L. It's not Lazarus, but it's how Vandal Savage doesn't age.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah, so it healed them both, made them younger, took away all of Bruce's scars, healed Joker's face.
He is indeed
and
savage.
They both lost their memory.
Savagely Vandal.
So he's locked in the inside a cave behind a holographic wall in the Batcave. Just writing on the wall talking. And you knew Hal Jordan was in the cave somehow. He's just talking to him.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Wait, Hal was in the cave?
Yeah, because he went to stop Batman.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, read it. It's actually a really good issue.
No doubt.
I have a question.
Yes.
When's the date for Spider-Man 2
again? Spider-Man 2. They've actually been showing some artwork for that. So it comes out.
I haven't been
Spider-Man 2. What are you talking
Spider-Man
about?
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2.
So you know how in the first Spider-Man, did you ever read that one? The crossover with Miles and Peter?
Nope.
It was awesome.
That's the one where they're getting
into a couple
fight, though,
I've seen some covers for Spider-Man 2. Like,
when they went back to the, Peter went back to his universe, he Googled Miles Morales and was like shocked. And that was the last issue.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Hmm. Yeah, that's he typed right. in who Miles was in his world. And he was just like, oh my god. And then the issue ended and you're like, fucking really?
Care.
Who was Miles in his world?
Fucking really.
That's what Spider-Man 2 is
about. That was
like,
what, two years ago?
Yeah.
They never, no, 3 years ago. They never said anything about it.
Oh yeah, it was 2000.
That was 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Holy shit, talk about the long con.
Yeah. Right, the long con.
I mean, bro. I'm the one that told Eric that Spider-Man 2 was coming
it.
Back.
I was about to show him that ending piece.
Well, because I have
the
it.
The long
you
con.
You let me borrow it, and I still have it at home.
So yeah, it's supposed to be coming out next month?
Next month.
July.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was this month.
No, July.
Okay.
I'm going to be buying that one, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, so you can read it too.
Yeah, I'm going
to
read it.
So yeah, that will reveal, in before the whole Secret Wars, who Miles existed in 616.
So in the original comic universe, it's going to explain who he is.
Yeah.
Or who he was.
Yeah. Now that they all folded in, I'm not sure it's relevant, but people keep asking Brian Michael Bendis, so he's like, fine, I'll write it.
Yeah.
Fine, I'll write it.
Well, he's one and two, but then Marvel was like, we're doing Secret Wars. Again.
So yeah. Like, all right, fine. All right. Since you keep fucking asking,
I'll
do
twist my arm.
I mean, he's better than what's his, Alan Moore. Alan Moore will never rewrite anything or continue anything he's ever done.
And who is that?
He's the angry guy that says anyone who reads comic books is an idiot child.
Oh, the one that did like some of the best comics or whatever.
Yeah, he did The Dark Knight. He did Killing Joke.
Killing Joke, okay.
And then he did Watchmen.
God, that's
stuff
a shame because Killing Joke was a really good fucking comic.
Yeah, but he says people who read Batman are idiots. It's for children.
Yeah, whatever.
Except he wrote one that was not for children at all.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, that's everything. As you guys are.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Focused on playing Mario Kart.
This motherfucker just bob-ombed me.
Yeah.
Off the map.
I can tell. Al, do you want to take us out of here?
Yes! Listeners!
Oh shit. I'm in there.
So, anyway, if you were to check out... No, I'm kidding. Right? Take a deep breath. Wow, that was interesting. That's an interesting spike. Anyway.
It's like a hollow spike.
Yeah, that's weird. Anyway,
a
listeners,
spike?
Of course.
That is kind
of
weird.
Of course. That means we've come to the end of our show tonight. Tonight, what a good night it has been, right? Right? Everybody, right?
I had fun.
Oh, son of a bitch.
And racing. Okay, so, of course, you can always contact us. You can always find us on our website. That'll give you all the links you need to find us on our SoundCloud or iTunes or any kind of thing.
We got hate
mail.
Oh,
yeah. We finally got some fucking hate mail.
We got our first hate mail. Someone named...
Should we be able to tell him that we know where he lives?
It gave us a lot of information on him. Someone named... fake name, obviously.
James
Bond.
We know where you live.
It gave us their...
Wow. You'll never escape, James.
It gave us coordinates. That was what's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
if,
right?
If you are listening to this, we know your IP address.
And if you got any open cameras in your house, we'll hack them. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
You shouldn't have said just kidding. You should have just left it at that.
Damn, man. This computer is fucking my world up.
What are you on, 150cc?
I don't know. Whatever you were on.
150cc.
Do 200.
No. Like, 150cc, the first couple levels are, like, easy. But then you get to those later levels, and they just start screwing you over. And it's just like, God damn it.
Where was you at with that blue shell earlier?
So, yeah. They sent us a forum entry that said,
You all suck. This is the
stupidest
website ever. Al was the favorite. So
I am.
We know that was bullshit.
I think you just clicked you.
I can be the favorite.
I think you just clicked you because you're the first in the drop-down.
Well, whatever. I'm still the favorite. I'm popular.
When I sent him the text message, that was Al's first reaction. I was like, hey, I'm the one that chose.
I'm going to kick the fat one's head in. I'm going to break the fat one's spine. I'm popular.
Alright, so let's roll this episode out.
Yeah, of course, for listeners, of course, like I said, you can always find us on our Instagram or on our Twitter. Eric, our Twitter handle.
@crossover_u, all O's are zeros.
That's right. Or you can find us at www.thecrossoveru.com. Listen to us on SoundCloud or iTunes or any major listening station where you might happen to want to listen to anything.
Google Play.
You know it. All the big ones.
Everything.
All the big ones. I found us on Google Play FM like just the other day. It's great.
Yeah, we're on everything.
We're everywhere. You hear that, hater?
Pocket
we're everywhere.
Cast.
Hater, you's a bitch.
Oh my god.
Watch a message. You's a bitch. Right? You's a
bitch. Like, no, you's a bitch.
Start that up. You's a bitch ass nigga. All right, anyway, listeners, this has been Al.
I'm Eric.
I'm Monica.
Anthony.
And we just so happen to be signing out.